This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9.
Now, how did a bunch of college students with an accessories brand turn into a million ringgit generating business in less than 2 years? I'm here with one of the former college students, Lim Wen Kai, from 97 Bros and 18 Celebration, to hear his story. So this is, and you're now all of how old?
22.
You know, there's a lot of things that has happened, in, I guess, in the last 5 years, right? Yeah. But yes, it all started in 2016, right? And this brand called 97 Bros, because all of you were born in 1997,
yes.
And you were all bros. But tell me that story.
So basically, when I was studying my FI in Sunway College, I was actively looking for business opportunity. You know, we want to make extra money to pay the living costs, to live around, basically. So I found this business opportunity, 97 Bros. It's a paracord bracelet,
okay,
which my partner, my founder, basically Chang, he was running the business for about 3 months, but he shut it down. And we look at it as a business opportunity.
Okay.
So he said, Chang, do you want us to restructure the business and start the business again?
Okay.
And he said, yeah, why not? Mm. So we have five partners. Each of us invested about 500 ringgit into the business.
Uh-huh.
So we have 2.5K to start the business.
Okay.
And there we go.
Okay, what did you do to get it to a million in 1.5 years? What did you all do?
In the beginning, right, we don't really aim that far. Mm. We also don't know what we were doing, you know,
okay,
in the past. So we just... So I think it's the touch point and the heart you put into the business,
right,
and how we grow the business and also the marketing strategy as well in the business. So in the beginning, right, I was the one who insists to build a website for the business.
Mm.
But 2.5K, how to build a website with 2.5K?
Okay.
So we have to be resourceful. So I thought of a friend in US. I mean, he migrated to US. And he built a simple photography website before. Mm. So I call him and say, hey, Ziyang, can you help me to build a website? And he said, I know how to build a simple website, but I never built an e-commerce website before. I say, website for me is a website. Like, if you know how to build a normal website, you should know how to build an e-commerce website. And he said, yeah, okay. And how much do you want me to invest? I said, 500. And he asked me a question. Kai, how long it will take you to return the 500 capital to me?
Okay.
And now you know, like, that's the more money. Of
so
money
he became the fifth partner by accident.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, by
and he helped us to develop the website. And he even, the marketing strategy, he helped a lot in the business.
So what was your marketing strategy?
So in the beginning, right, in early 2016, influencer marketing wasn't that popular.
Mm.
So
2016 seems like so long ago, but yeah, go on.
So it wasn't so popular, but we managed to get a few of them to help us. Mm. But in the beginning, I sent out more than 100 emails to social media influencers asking them to help us.
Mm.
You know, we are a young startup in Malaysia. We are just born in year 1997. So I used the 1997... the young age to sort of like ask them to seek for help.
Right.
And only about 10 to 20 of them replied to our email.
Mm-hmm.
And only 5 of them helped us.
Okay.
And so we have their help.
Uh-huh.
We asked our friends.
Okay.
About 50 of our friends helped us to post the images on social media and do a shout out. So we get back the capital in about 1 month.
Okay.
And later on, our business, you know, double up. And we got Goodie 25, a digital media. They help us to publish content about our bracelet.
Mm.
And yeah, that is how we
And the bracelets were manufactured here?
We get the material from China.
Right.
But we craft it in Malaysia.
Oh.
I was one of the person who crafted the bracelet in the beginning. In the first 8 months, yeah.
And the business is still ongoing right now?
Yeah, yeah.
So tell me, then after that, you're all parted ways. What happened?
So I think we don't know the ceiling of the business.
Okay.
We think that, you know, this month we can make 100,000, next month we can make 300,000, and next month we can make 500,000 again. So, but, you know, in fashion business, it wasn't moving that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the mid of the business, about February 2017, so, you know, Valentine's sales, we ripped me a lot of money. So, we were trying to convert the company from enterprise, which is partnership, to Seniran Bahad. So, one of the partners is actually, he's not doing a lot of work, mm, but he owned 25% of business.
Okay.
And the other partner, the website partner, he owned only 10%, but
okay,
he's doing a lot of work. So I said, now we are, you know, we are growing and we are changing from enterprise to Seniran Bahad. We have to do some you know, share adjustment okay. Basically on the share. And we talked to him and he was like, Kai, you know, I also put in effort. In the beginning, I also invested 500 ringgit. So how come you want to buy back the share from me? I said, no, I'm buying the portion of the share from you and you are still a sleeping partner. You don't have to do anything.
Right.
Isn't that good enough? But he said that, no. And after that, he said, yes. Mm. But one day later, he went to the police station, lodged a police report, brought it to the bank and froze our bank account.
Okay.
And he asked for a huge sum of money.
Right.
So that is the story. But later on, our business still moving, but the spirit of the team wasn't
there anymore. Okay, when you know, he made a police report, I mean, I really want to know, like, what do y'all do in that sort of situation?
You know, at that time, I don't have any lawyer friends. Mm. You know, I don't know who to ask for help. So I called my uncle and my uncle introduced a lawyer to me. But it wasn't that helpful because, you know, you don't know him and why you want to give you a free advice. So that was the first time that I cried for the business. Mm. You know, I was like, I put in so much effort. The whole team put in so much effort in the business. We're growing from scratch to, at the time, it was about close to 1 million. Mm. And suddenly this kind of issue happened to us.
Right.
So I flew back from KL to Penang. We face-to-face deal with him. He brought his mother to deal with us.
Okay.
So later on... And later on he said that, I asked for this amount of money. Next month you can gain back the money and read it up from the business. So we're like, okay. Then we just settled the case.
Right. So what did you learn about that? I know, you know, it's been 3 years. What did you learn about yourself and not to repeat the same mistake? Like your mother.
I think there are quite many lessons that we learn from the business. And I think the first lesson that we learn is that you don't need to have $1 million funding to start a business. Mm-hmm. You don't need to have how many years of working experience to start a business.
Right.
Because I often get a lot of people, especially students, they come to me and ask me for advice. You know, they want to start their own business. But they say, Kai, I don't have money.
I don't have the capital, basically.
Right, okay. I don't have the money. I don't have the capital. I don't have the experience. So there's all excuses. You can learn while you're running the business, right? So that is one of the main lessons that I learned. So every time when I start a new business, I will ask myself whether I need that capital to run the business. Yes, for some business... You want to open up a restaurant, you need a capital to rent, to renovate the restaurants, right? But to start an online business, especially the business like what we did in the past, right? You don't need to have a lot of capital, but capital will speed up the growth.
Okay.
If you know how to manage the money.
Right. So that's one thing, right? So, I mean, what did you learn about partners, though? I mean, like, you know, you say we put in more effort and then how do you measure effort, right? Because he feels that he's put in effort, right? And this is the deal. So now that you've made money, you're turning back on me. So that is that conversation. So what did you learn about partnerships?
In the beginning, right, we invested 500 ringgit and we split the share equally. Mm. Just that the extra partner, so we have to fork out extra 10% of share for him. So right now, actually, for me, when I start a new business, right, I won't give any shares yet to the partner, but I will promise them, if you show me the result, then I will distribute certain portion of the shares, agreed amount, let's say 20% of the shares to you, if I'm going to start a new business. So that is what happened in 18 Celebration as well. Mm. Because you can't, maybe, you know, Freda, you and I, we are a good friend. But good friend doesn't mean good partner.
Exactly.
Because of the working attitude and the things that you know, the value that you can bring to the business.
I've heard too many of those stories.
Yeah, it's hard.
Okay, we'll talk about 18 Celebration, why you decided to start this new brand in just a moment. Lim Wing Kai from 97 Bros and 18 Celebration. You're listening to Open for Business. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Best for money, BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Open for Business. This is Frida Liu. I'm speaking to a very young entrepreneur, Lim Wing Kai, from 97 Bros and 18 Celebration. Talked about how they started this business in 2016. How old? If I'm doing the math. 20 years old? 19?
Started when I was 18.
Right. Turned that business around to over a million in less than 2 years. Had some experiences there. If you have any questions for him, you know, like starting this business at a very young age and you don't need a lot of money to get started. Also, now that you've gone into this new brand, right, you were also contemplating going into your family business, right?
Yeah. So, but my family business is a B2B business. It's in the food ingredient industry. So I went to the business. I was like, I don't really jump into the business, but I was looking around, you know, surveying about the business, research more about the business. But I think I more prefer B2C. The experience is very different. So yeah, then I started a new brands, basically. Right.
So when I think of the jewelry business, it is so competitive. Why are you still in the space?
So I was like, you know, it's about continuity. I was in the fashion accessory industry. And now if I want to start a new brand, I was like, if I have certain experience there, because we were selling unisex bracelet. I mean, we are still selling unisex bracelet in 97 Bros. But I was like, let's try something new. But it's still in the accessories market, jewelry market. I was like, it will be the same, but it is not.
Okay, now very interesting with your 18th celebration is that the regular guests on BFM from Open Minds Resources, Jan and Daryl, are your investors and mentors.
Yeah.
Okay, how did that happen? What are they teaching you?
They started to mentor me when I was in 97 Bros, 4 months old in 97 Bros. So the reason why I get to know more and more mentors is because of a lesson that I learned, a theory that I learned back when I was 17. So I was working as an unofficial intern in a financial planning company. So my boss, Casey, shared with me, Kai, there is a theory called 6 degrees of separation, which means you have to get to know, let's say, Barack Obama. You have to, you know, link a maximum of 6 people.
You get to Barack.
You will get to him. So I tried, you know, my business idol is Robert Koch, Robert Koch. So I was like, if I challenge myself, I challenge the biggest one. So I tried to get in touch with Mr. Robert Koch, and he responded to me. So how I did was, I was looking around, you know, who is the closest to him? His personal assistant. No, it's not.
I thought it was Tunem.
Personal assistant. So personal assistant might be the closest one to, you know, Shangri-La CEO.
Okay.
How I can get to the Shangri-La CEO?
Okay.
So I went to the website, Shangri-La website. I fill in the inquiry form. I said, I want to talk to your CEO. I have some business deal with him. So I sent. And the assistant of the CEO, her name is Gwen, replied to my email and said, Kai, how can I help you? I said, straight to the point. I want you to link me up to Robert Koch. Then he said that, Kai, send me a PDF letter. I will help you to submit to Robert Koch. I said, okay. I sent in. And 1 month later, when I went back to Penang, I opened up my drawer. There was a letter.
Okay.
A letter from Kerry Group Limited, which is Robert Koch company. Open up the letter. He actually wrote a letter to me.
Oh, wow.
He said, I'm unable to meet you, but here's my 5 business advice to you.
Wow.
I brought the letter in the bag, you know, every day. I kept the letter in the bag.
Okay.
So from there, I was like, if I can link up to Robert Koch, I can basically link up to anyone in the world. So I started to talk to more and more people. And in an event, I get to know Jan. From there, we catch up like once in a month or once in 2 months. And they help us as well to grow 97 Bros. In terms of, you know, social media marketing. From there, we grow and we build a close relationship, a mentorship. Then when I start 18 Celebration, he was the first guy that, you know, I thought about.
Okay. So what is 18 Celebration? What's so different about this brand?
So 18 Celebration, we label ourselves as a happiness brand who sell a fashion jewelry. So we started last year. We officially launched it on the 1st of May. So we focus on female jewelry. And now, to be more exact, we focus on non-fade customizable jewelry.
Fade. Okay.
Yeah. Customizable necklace.
Okay. And so that is, how are you marketing that?
Yeah. What do you mean?
How are you marketing it through online media?
Yeah. We only do e-commerce right now. Okay. We don't have physical stores. And it's all through social media and website.
Yeah. You working with influencers as well?
Yeah. Okay. We have a close group of influencers.
But even growing this brand, you were cheated by some time manufacturer.
So, you know, in the beginning, we were so stubborn that we want to do all the in-house design work. And we want to use silver. You know, we don't want to use other copper, brass or metal. Okay. We want to use silver because silver is one of the precious metals. So it's like necklace should be something precious, and we use silver. And when I talk about silver, Thailand is famous for their silver.
Okay.
Even Pandora Factory is in Thailand. So I was like, silver, Thailand. I Google search about Thailand manufacturer on silver. I talked to a few of them. I even flew to Thailand to meet them. A few of them, I mean, Thailand, their English is not that good. So,
right.
So it's very hard for me to communicate with them. I only know Sawadikap and that's it, you know. So a few of them, we can't really communicate, so I just skip them. And until I found one factory who is an American subsidiary, so they know how to speak English, they're Thai. Mm. And I placed my deposit, they seem like very professional, bring me a factory tour, it's a big factory. But 1 month later, after I flew back to Malaysia, I waited for 1 month because I want to get a sample from them. Mm. I placed deposit and placed for the bulk order as well. And they say, Kai, we are running out of business. And that's it. I can't do anything with them, you know. I can't send a legal letter. I don't have that money.
Did you visit? I mean, would you revisit again? Was it really closed?
I won't spend extra money and time to deal with them. So I was looking for other supplier to
help. How expensive was that exercise?
We spent total about 10 to 15% of the total capital.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So then that didn't stop
work
you.
Out?
Yeah.
No, we supposed to launch before Valentine's because Valentine's, ma, you know, the sales will be huge. So we have to drag the launch to 1st of May.
Okay.
And I was looking for other supplier as well.
Right.
So from there, we got a new supplier and we place another order. We buy in bulk.
Okay. So what's the lesson from that manufacturer? I mean, you did everything right. I mean, you went to the factory. You had a look at the factory.
Should you say,
let me look at your papers, let me look at your books? You're just wondering, right? Because it's not like it was just an email conversation. You actually visited the place.
I visited them.
Right?
I don't know. Maybe it's my luck, you know. It wasn't a smooth sale in 18 celebration compared to 97 right. Bros. We have a lot of obstacles. Even after we got a new supplier, right? We launched the brand, we launched the product. I think the stupidest thing I did was to stock up the inventory.
Okay.
Because we were aiming for Mother's Day.
Right. Okay. Yeah. There's Mother's Day.
So yeah. I thought Mother's Day will be another huge sales. Mm. So we spent a lot of money on the inventory. But after we stock up, right, we can't really sell. Mm. And the marketing expenses and the inventory cost, right, is not tally.
Okay.
In total, Jen invested about 50,000 in the company, but we spent about 30,000 on the inventory. So it doesn't make sense. But we don't know in the past, right?
Mm.
We're like, okay, should be able to sell. Mm. So we stock it up. But after 3 months, we still can't sell the stocks. We have customer, but it's not that many.
Right. And you say, though, you did manage to get the LIT, the what? Live in the Moment necklace, right? Mm. You did manage to get 500 pre-orders.
But that was last month.
Oh.
That was last month. Okay. So we spent about more than one year to learn about the business, you know, to learn about the customer behavior, to learn about the pain point. So, yeah, talk about... No.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, after we in-house design the necklace, we can't really sell the silver necklace. Then we move forward to getting a ready stocks.
Okay.
We're getting ready stocks just to try out and see what works and what didn't. So we bring the ready stocks here and surprisingly it sells.
Mm.
So it can sell, but that is not what we want to do with 18 Celebration.
Right.
I don't want 18 Celebration to be the next Taobao stores, you know.
Okay. Like you want it to be a little bit more exclusive.
Exclusive, and we can QC we can actually, you know, check the quality and stuff. Mm. But if we just get the ready stocks from supplier,
right,
most of the time we can't decide what we want to do.
Okay.
We can't decide exactly what kind of quality I want. If that piece is nice and that is the quality.
Mm.
We can't really change that. So we ran it for about 2 months. Mm. Then I said, no, stop. We can't do this. You know, 18 Celebration is not top of stores. So we slowed down the business.
Mm.
We took another about 3 to 4 months to plan for the new launching, which is the Live in the Moment necklace.
Mm-hmm.
So I have actually WhatsApp more than, you know, 1,000 plus potential customer to ask them what is the biggest concern when it comes to buying a necklace.
Right. That my neck doesn't go green.
No, your neck is on the necklace. So,
yeah.
So about the biggest concern, and most of them, right, about 80+, I mean 80+ percentage of them actually reverted to me and said that, Kai, I want something that is, you know, below 200 ringgit
okay.
and can't fit.
Right.
most of the necklace you buy, you pay about 150 to buy a necklace.
Unless three months or six months later,
you know that, right? Three months to 6 months later, you see the color change to, I don't know what color
unless
is
it's gold.
Unless it's gold. But gold is, how much you have to pay
for
gold, right?
You won't be paying 200.
Not that many people, especially youngsters like us, can afford a gold jewelry. So we say that is the biggest pain point we have to solve. The fading, the color fading issue. And the second was that they want something that is customizable.
Right.
They want to engrave the name on it. And they want the price, of course, below 200 ringgit. It would be best if it can keep around 150.
Right. Do you have guarantees on non-fade and things like that? Do you offer that guarantee?
Yes. We give 1 year warranty.
So like if you're talking about you're trying to go for Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, that sort of thing, I guess it's good. You know, we'll always see spikes when it comes to these sort of things. But what do you do then in between when, you know, so we're just hoping that people buy it as a birthday gift if it's customizable.
Surprisingly for 18 celebration, right, we got a lot of female customer. They buy it for themselves or they buy it, you know, for their friend. But, you know, all of us were thinking, you know, maybe people buy a necklace for gift. So our target audience might be, you know, guys, but not female.
Right.
But in fact, right, more than 70% of our customers are female.
As usual, they'll be buying for themselves.
Yeah, buying for themselves. And for that price range, they can buy it, right?
Right. So that was the price. So that's your price point.
Our price is 95 to 125.
Right. So then that's the case. So it's below 200 and it guarantees for a year, that sort of thing.
Yeah. But normally it will last more than 2 years.
So this is your next baby. What else have you got up your sleeve? Is it going to be, when you say you want to go into business, are you going to focus on this? You got something else up your mind, up your sleeve?
I'm still actually finding my life purpose, you know.
And making money in the purpose.
Yeah. I'm just 22 and I'm still looking for opportunity, of course. But this is the business that I'm focusing on, in celebration.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for sharing your story. I mean, all in 3 years, what you've gone through, a lot of learning. thanks for being with us. Lim Wen Kai from 97 Bros and 18 Celebration.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.